When I returned from Mount Vezeniyama to the city of Babylon, I continued my observations in order to discover whether it would be possible to help these unfortunates in some other way. And in the course of a year of special observations of all their manifestations and perceptions, I made it categorically clear to myself that although the factors for engendering in their presence the sacred being impulses of faith, love, and hope have completely degenerated in the beings of this planet, nevertheless, the factor that should engender that being impulse, on which, in general, the whole psyche of beings of a three-brain system is based, namely, the impulse existing under the name of objective conscience, is not yet atrophied in them and remains in their presence almost in its primordial state. Thanks to the abnormally established conditions of ordinary external being existence here, this factor gradually sank into that consciousness of theirs which they call the subconscious. And as a result, it takes no part whatever in the functioning of their ordinary consciousness. Well, I then understood beyond all doubt, with all the separate ruminating parts making up the whole of my I, that only if this being factor, still surviving in their common presence, were to participate in the general functioning of the consciousness under whose direction they pass their daily, as they call it, waking existence, only then would it be possible to save the contemporary terrestrial three-brain beings from the consequences of the properties of that organ which was intentionally implanted in their first ancestors. My further pondering confirmed that this could be attained only if their ordinary being existence were to flow for a long time under fully foreseen corresponding conditions. When these deliberations had been completely transubstantiated in me, I decided to consecrate the whole of myself from that time forward solely to the creation of such conditions here that the functioning of sacred conscience, still surviving in their subconscious, might gradually pass into the functioning of their ordinary consciousness. May the blessing of our almighty, infinitely loving, common Father, uni-being, endless Creator, be upon my decision. Amen. Thus ended the legomenism concerning the deliberations of the very saintly and incomparable Ashiata Shiamash under the title of the Terror of the Situation. So, my boy, when early in my last sojourn on the surface of your planet, I first learned the details of this legomenism, which I have just repeated, I at once became interested in the deductions of this later, most high, very saintly, common cosmic individual, Ashiata Shiamash. And since there existed no other legomenism, nor any other source of information concerning his further very saintly activities among those favorites of yours, I resolved to investigate in detail and make entirely clear to myself what measures he had taken and how he had carried them out in order to help these unfortunates to free themselves from the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabuffa, which had passed to them by heredity and were so maleficent for them. And so, as one of my chief tasks during this last sojourn of mine on the surface of your planet, I made a detailed investigation and elucidation of the further very saintly activities among your favorites, of the great essence-loving, now most high, very saintly, common cosmic individual, Ashiata Shiamash. As regards the marble tablet that by chance remained intact since the time of the very saintly activities of the great Ashiata Shiamash, and is today the principal sacred relic of the Brotherhood of Initiated Beings called the All Bogmek Brotherhood, I happened during this last stay of mine on your planet to see and read what was engraved on it. In the course of my subsequent investigations, it turned out that later on, when this very saintly Ashiata Shiamash had established the particular conditions of ordinary being existence he had planned, several of these tablets, on his advice and initiative, were set up in appropriate places in many of the large towns, and upon them were engraved all kinds of precepts and counsels for a corresponding existence. But later, when their big wars began again, all these tablets were destroyed by these strange beings themselves, with the exception of that one, which has somehow remained intact, as I have already told you, and is now the property of this brotherhood. On this surviving marble tablet was engraved an inscription concerning the sacred being impulses called faith, love, and hope, which was as follows. Faith, love, and hope. Faith of consciousness is freedom. Faith of feeling is weakness. Faith of body is stupidity. Love of consciousness evokes the same in response. Love of feeling evokes the opposite. Love of body depends only on type and polarity. Hope of consciousness is strength. Hope of feeling is slavery. Hope of body is disease. Before telling you more about the activities of the very saintly Ashiata Shiamash for the welfare of your favorites, I must, I think, clarify for you at somewhat greater length the inner impulse they call hope, about which the very saintly Ashiata Shiamash remarked that its case is even worse than that of the other two. And the special observations and investigations I made later in regard to this strange and abnormal impulse clearly showed me that the factors engendering it in their presence are, in truth, most maleficent for them. Thanks to this abnormal hope of theirs, a singular and very curious disease with the property of evolving arose and exists among them even until now. A disease called tomorrow. This strange disease, tomorrow, has brought the most terrifying results, particularly for those unfortunate three-brained beings there who chance to learn and become categorically convinced with the whole of their presence that they possess some very undesirable consequences, and that in order to be delivered from these consequences, it is indispensable for them to make certain efforts, which they even know just how to make, but never succeed in making, on account of this maleficent disease, tomorrow. And indeed, that is just the maleficent part of this terrifying evil, which, owing to various causes, great and small, is concentrated in the process of the ordinary being existence of these pitiable three-brained beings, that by putting off from tomorrow till tomorrow, even those unfortunate beings who do by chance learn about all that I have mentioned are also deprived of the possibility of ever attaining anything real. This disease, tomorrow, so maleficent for your favorites, has become an obstacle for contemporary beings, not only because it totally deprives them of all possibility of removing from their presence the crystallized consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabuffer, but also because it hinders most of them in honestly discharging even those being obligations of theirs that are quite indispensable in the established conditions of ordinary being existence. Thanks to this disease, tomorrow, the three-brained beings there, particularly the contemporary ones, almost always put off until later everything that needs to be done at the moment, being convinced that later they will do better and more. Even those unfortunates who, either by chance or owing to a conscious action from outside, become aware through their reason of their complete nullity and begin to sense it with all their separate spiritualized parts, and who happen to learn what being efforts must be made and how to make them in order to become such as is proper for three brain beings to be. Even these beings, by putting off from tomorrow till tomorrow, almost all arrive at the point that one sorrowful day there arise and are manifest in them those forerunners of old age called feebleness and infirmity, which are the inevitable lot of all cosmic formations, great and small, toward the end of their completed existence. Here I must not fail to tell you about the strange phenomenon I noted during my observations and studies of the almost entirely degenerate presence of those favorites of yours. That is to say, I definitely established that in many of them, toward the end of their planetary existence, most of the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabuffer crystallized in their common presence, atrophy of their own accord, and some of them even entirely disappear, thanks to which these beings begin to see and sense reality a little better. In such cases, there appears in the common presence of these favorites of yours a strong desire to work upon themselves, to work, as they say, for the salvation of their souls. But needless to say, nothing can result from such desires of theirs, simply because it is already too late. The time allotted them for this purpose by great nature having already passed. And although they see and feel the necessity of making the required being efforts, yet for the fulfillment of these desires, they now have only ineffectual yearnings and the lawful infirmities of old age. Well, my boy, my research and investigations concerning the further activities of the very saintly Asiata Shiamash for the welfare of the three brain beings arising and existing on this planet of yours made the following clear to me. When this great, and as regards his reason, almost incomparable sacred individual became definitely convinced that the sacred ways that exist for the purpose of self-perfection for all three brain beings of the universe were no longer suitable for the beings of the planet Earth, then, after his year of special observation and studies of their psyche, he again ascended that same Mount Vasiniyama, and for several terrestrial months contemplated and pondered how to carry out his decision, that is, to save the beings of this planet from their inherited predisposition to the crystallization of the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabuffer by means of those data which remained intact in their subconscious for the fundamental sacred being impulse, conscience. This pondering of his definitely convinced him that it would indeed be possible to save them by means of the data in their common presence for engendering this sacred being impulse, but only if the manifestations of these data surviving in the subconscious were without fail to participate in the functioning of the consciousness under whose direction their daily waking existence flows. And furthermore, only if this being impulse were to be manifested over a long period through every aspect of this consciousness of theirs.